All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. We gotta talk. Andrew Tate got arrested, and there are some allegations. Now, we already knew about the possible sex trafficking. I talked about that. I actually brought that up in one of my videos. Twitter is talking about how this 19-year-old girl tore him up. And we're talking about Greta Thunberg. Remember, she's the puppet of the WEF and Klaus Schwab, which is probably why his ass got, what, doxxed from a pizza box and got arrested with his brother? I don't know, man. He said, the Matrix has got me, is what he said as he was being carried out. And I don't know, man. It's some interesting shit. Because, you know, you was the white man at one time with all the crazy shooters and shit. The white man was going down pretty hardcore. But now it seems like the black man with Kanye, who was speaking against the power, you know, he poked the bear. And you see what happened to him. They can't find him. They might not find him. They might find him overdosed. You know, quote unquote, fine. Overdosed? Yeah, you know what I mean, guys. Kanye didn't kill himself. That's what I'm saying here. And then after that, we're gonna have, you know, Tate, who's also a non-white man. He's another guy that's getting arrested. Trafficking. Hardcore. If he is trafficking, you know, he's fucking scum, you know. But if he's not trafficking, you know, innocent until proven guilty is the way it should be. And they need to get all the evidence, they need to find everything out. You know, of course, our media over here is a buzz talking about how this guy's just a monster and he's a misogynist and he's a right wing and he's influenced all the kids. He's like, you turned my kid into a radical. Well, I mean, obviously, he was telling him information that, you know, you gotta think about this for a second. Tate turned my kid into a radical. Why? Because he was telling the kid information the kid wanted to hear. Like, he was telling the kid, like, you can't tell the kid, he'll say, oh, that's bullshit. You know, that's the thing. The kid will be like, oh, that's bullshit, if it was something else. But, you know, that's why Tate even had to grift and change his fucking shit to be like, oh yeah, women are wonderful, and it's great to have them in your life, and all that kind of stuff, and I don't know. He's just chasing clout wherever he can. He was on there with Waifu Watchers, which is the only fucking base thing I think he ever did. But I did see an interview with him where he was basically talking about, you know, they fear me because I talk to, young military-aged men. He's kind of right about that. He actually resonates with them. And that's what they're seeing. But he's also resonating with, like, third graders. It's crazy. Nobody in the manosphere could ever fucking reach third graders. I'm sorry. That's unreal. I don't even know how the fuck that happens. There were elementary schools complaining that kids were calling girls bitches and hoes. Like, third grade? Bruh, I was a Ninja Turtle back then. I wanted to be a Ninja Turtle. I wasn't worried about no bitches and no hoes. I was, man, nah. I was worried about Castlevania and Mario and Mega Man. All those great games that nobody really fucks with except Nintendo. We still get Mario games. But we ain't got no real Castlevania, no real Mega Man. No Contra even. Contra, they quit making that. They quit making a lot of shit, man. But this ain't good. I don't know what to do about it. I really don't know. Because it shows that they can take any man. They can take any man, guys. Like, if you get some power, some fame, they can arrest you. They can throw you in jail. They can make you a rapist. They can make you a terrorist. They can make you a trafficker. They can make you everything. They can make you the worst shit in the world. They can do it. Look what they did to Johnny Depp. I'm not saying that Tate's innocent. I'm not saying that he's not innocent. I'm just saying that we've seen this shit happen before to guys. And I want to make sure that the evidence is presented in a court, you know, not a court in Romania somewhere, not a court of journalists on the internet that already have their verdict laid down. That's not the way this shit works. I'm sorry. Just because you don't like the guy and he supported Trump and all this other shit, you think he's misogynist and right wing and all this other shit? Nah. Nah. That don't mean you get to call him a trafficker. Now they were saying, oh yeah, he admitted to it and all that shit. I don't know. Like, if he really did fucking do it, again, throw him under the jail. Exactly. Throw him right under the fucking jail. I got no sympathy for the man if he really did fucking traffic girls. Like, if he really did that shit, that shit's fucking hardcore. That motherfucker should not be alive too much longer, in my opinion. He's just as bad as a fucking rapist, pedophile, child abuser, anything like that. I ain't got no sympathy for that. But we gotta know for sure. And the problem with the media today, and the problem with the internet today, is that the internet likes to make up all kinds of shit. They don't like to really think about everything. Oh, but this says this, and this says this, and this says this. Yeah, were you there? Were you actually there? Did you get a chance to see? Did you talk to Tate? Did you talk to the girls? Did you talk to the police? Did you talk to all these people? You're just someone on the internet talking about how a 19-year-old girl apparently owned him because she said something like small dick energy or something. I don't know. And they even got Rolling Stone, which is supposed to be a music magazine. It shows how music has declined. The fact that Rolling Stone is covering Andrew Tate shows that music has declined to that level, that we literally are covering like celebrities that have nothing to do with fucking music. So basically, they're just using that shit now to make, it's a political rag. That's all they're doing. It's just a fucking political rag. And it sucks. I love music. I've always loved music. And of course, Rolling Stone, they had to make an article about this guy analyzing the bonkers response he gave to Greta Thunberg. And it's like, dude, what does this have to do with music? It's like, you're calling yourself Rolling Stone, and I ain't even nothing about the damn music in it. Rolling Stone used to be a big fucking deal. It used to be a real hardcore deal. If you got your act mentioned in Rolling Stone, you were top dog. Rolling Stone used to be prime for reviews. It used to do everything that people do now on blogs and shit. And I guess they decided to jump into politics to try to remain relevant. But no one gives a shit. No one fucking gives a shit. That's the thing. But anyway, I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know where the hell Kanye's at. Hopefully he doesn't wash up somewhere. Or they find him dead somewhere. Hopefully, you know, justice will be served. And I didn't mean that, oh, they'll free Tate. Because, again, I think he is a clout chaser. I think he just says whatever people want him to. He definitely did what men can't do. Reach the goddamn kids. Like, the literal kids. I've never seen that before. But I will say that if this man, once again, is responsible for all this shit that he's being charged with, and yeah, justice needs to be served. He needs to be thrown under the jail. Now, Viva Frey was actually against him. Viva Frey says there might be something to this. And, you know, Viva Frey might be right. They're lawyers. They're attorneys. But I don't know. I don't have the information. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the skill. If there's literal woman saying that he did this shit to him and they got enough evidence and facts to present it in court and it's true, then, well, I'm sorry, buddy. You can't do that. Like, you can't finesse these girls and then traffic them to some fucking psycho somewhere that's chopping them up for body parts. That's some crazy fucking shit. You can't do that shit. Like, These are beautiful girls, and even if they wouldn't, you can't do that to people. Like, that's fucking wrong. So, I mean, you don't need me to tell that. You don't need me to tell you that. Sorry, it's late as fuck. It's like 3, 4 in the morning. But you don't need me to tell you that. It's just fucking stupid. It's absolutely fucking stupid. And again, I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. We ain't even in the 2023, and 2023's looking hot. 2023's supposed to be the year of the fucking rabbit. We just left the year of the tiger. But it looks like the tiger got a bite right towards the end of it. Maybe the rabbit will hop along a little easier. I don't know. I'm sitting there looking at my Chinese calendar I got at the Chinese restaurant that fucked with my throat. I guess I can't eat sushi no more. Anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim Rants into the Heavens, and I'll be back with more whenever the time comes, or, you know, whenever the need arises. When I got something to rant about, you'll see it.